Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This story actually happened to me. You might want to file it under the heading, Don't Panic, until you have to. I woke up in the first light of morning, this time of year in our part of the world that's around 6 o'clock, give or take. My routine is always the same. Put on my bathrobe, put on my glasses, open the bedroom curtains, and punch the thermostat up to a comfortable temperature. That's when I noticed that the digital readout was blurry. Morning eyes, I figured, and I went about my business. Turned on the kitchen lights and checked the time. The clock over the stove is blurry. So is the clock on the microwave. So is the analog clock hanging on the wall. Okay, let's go to the bathroom and rinse out my eyes. Off with the glasses, washcloth in the sink, lovely warm water bathing my face. With my glasses off, my vision is blurry. Anyway, with my glasses on, it is clear that it's the vision in my left eye that's the issue. Okay, it's time for the put your hand over one eye game. Then put your hand over the other eye. Left eye is definitely not what it was when I went to bed last night. Now, I'm not the sort of person who panics when something feels physically wrong. I tend to be methodical in my evaluation of the situation. I remember learning years ago that one's vision can vary significantly from day to day, that it has something to do with the pressure inside the eye. This can be caused by increased production of aqueous fluid or a decrease in the drainage of that fluid. It'll go away. 15 or 20 minutes. I've done this before. Okay, it's 30 minutes later, and my left eye is still not right. Did I poke myself in the eye? Nope. Did someone else poke me? No. Am I suffering from springtime allergies? No, not yet. So I went and I got a book that I was reading yesterday. Open to a random page, and sure enough, it is blurry. Close my left eye, and the book is the same. Close my right eye, and I can barely see that there's print on the page. When you are a certain age, you learn the signs of a stroke. The acronym BFAST is the definitive checklist. That's balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, time. Time, do something now. Am I off balance? Is my face drooping? Do I have a weak arm? How's my speech? Yeah, all of them check out okay. Not so much my eyes, my left eye in particular. It's not good. Okay, it's been over an hour now, and there's no getting around it. I've had a rapid loss of vision. Do I bother Mary with this? Do I ask her to take me in? Do I know how stupid I'd feel if I waited this long only to find out that I did have a stroke? Okay. Sweetheart, could you come over here and take a look at something for me? If she can't see something unusual with my eye, then the problem is internal, right? My brain is internal, and that's where you have a stroke, right? It's time to get dressed and head for the emergency room. Now, whenever I have a medical appointment, I clean my glasses. I don't want a provider thinking, what a slob, no wonder he's in the hospital. Back at the bathroom sink, I pump hand soap onto the lenses of my bifocals. Right lens check, left lens, there is no left lens. The soap goes right through the opening where that left lens used to be. My eyeglasses have only one lens. The left lens is lying on the bureau, precisely where I left my glasses last night. I have been walking around for an hour and a half, testing, thinking, convincing myself that I'm having a stroke, when what's really the matter is that I'm wearing a monocle. There's nothing quite like a kick in the pants in the morning, as long as it's followed by a long, loud laugh.